I have thankfully received assurances from senior national management of the HSE today that the St Columb Kill Village high dependency unit residents will be receiving the vaccine next week. The fact is that the residents there should have been included in the rollout over recent weeks, and indeed we understood that would be the case. I can tell you there'll be no complacency. Obviously, I want to give particular tribute to the management, staff and families of St Columb Kill Village. I have worked with Dick Ahirla of the Inishowen Municipal District, Albert Doherty, and Martin McDermott in Inishowen on a cross-party basis to try and get this resolved. And it looks encouraging, but we won't be complacent.
Now, in terms of that correspondence that you've had, is it saying that all residents within St Columb Kill Village and Clamanagh will be vaccinated next week, or just a certain few?
No, the information that I have is that we had argued the case for the high dependency unit residents who are being 24-hour care. Now, obviously, if they are vaccinating those residents, I think it would not be right at all if other older people in that setting were ignored. So that's something that we need to keep an eye on next week. But the argument we had made was specifically around the high dependency units because they are in 24-hour care. They should be treated exactly the same as older people who are in nursing homes in the same situation. So again, there will be no complacency, but we've made considerable progress thanks to this joint campaign and effort by the people in Inishowen.
In terms of the staff who work there, we do know that the village is predominantly run, or entirely run in fact, by care assistants and not nurses. Any word as it relates to the vaccination process for them?
Well, in my strong opinion, the staff who work in all of these care settings, the home care assistants across this county, all of those staff should be getting vaccinated as soon as possible. And indeed, there are wider issues in terms of teachers who are working in special educational needs settings. There's a wide range of people who, pharmacists and their staff, who really need to be vaccinated as soon as possible in the public interest. So certainly I'll be looking for the maximum vaccination of all the residents in that village and staff and people in similar situations across the county.